This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. We could get a better idea today if Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss will face a recall election, and if so, where? The Wisconsin Elections Commission is considering the matter after agency staff this week determined recall petitioners collected enough valid signatures in Voss's old district that the state Supreme Court says is unconstitutional. Wisconsin Supreme Court justices say they were shocked to find out a draft order indicating the state's highest court plans to hear a lawsuit on abortion rights was leaked to reporters at Wisconsin Watch. Chief Justice Annette Ziegler says the court has called law enforcement for an investigation. Wisconsin's votes in the race for president is a dead heat among registered voters.
It's 50-50 this time. It was 49-51, Trump leading by two last time. So it's just tightened, but it's still dead tight.
Marquette Law School poll director Charles Franklin says President Biden has a two-point lead among likely Wisconsin voters. In the race for U.S. Senate, Tammy Baldwin leads Eric Hovde 52-47. The candidates for president hold their first debate tonight. Wisconsin Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler is looking for a steady performance from President Biden.
Maybe not the most flashy president, but gets the job done. In every metric you look at, you can see how President Biden has followed through on his promises, how he's over-delivered, and Trump talked big and then did nothing.
Wisconsin Republican Party Chair Brian Schimming says President Biden will have to do more than just not stumble.
Democrats are running around like, wow, isn't he great if he just manages to make it through an hour and a half? Well, boy, if that's your standard, if that's where you set the benchmark, you got trouble.
Coverage on many of these civic media stations starts at 7:30. Flags across Wisconsin are flying at half staff to honor the life of Lincoln Hills youth prison teacher Corey Prue, who was killed this week. The 49-year-old was attacked by an inmate Monday night and died the next day. The 16-year-old suspect is being charged as an adult. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Two Democratic candidates for Wisconsin's 73rd Assembly seat took part in their first public forum on Wednesday at the University of Wisconsin-Superior. The forum, hosted by the League of Women Voters, gave Douglas, Bayfield, and Ashland County residents a chance to see John Adams and Angela Stroud share their competing visions for the district. According to a Northern News Now report, Adams focused on the working class in his time, while Stroud's main priorities focused on education and environmental concerns. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will be offering free fishing equipment to rent at various state parks and forests. According to DNR officials, the rentals are meant for young people who are just starting to get into fishing or older residents who can't afford their own gear. The available equipment will include everything a new angler needs, like spinning rods and reel, casting plugs, bobbers, hooks, lines, and sinkers. Officials only ask that whoever borrows the equipment returns it in clean working condition. City of Duluth officials held a ribbon-cutting ceremony on Wednesday to officially unveil a multi-million-dollar affordable housing renovation. The Windwood townhomes feature 70 affordable housing units, but the quality of those units had begun to deteriorate due to the age of the building. The renovation cost $18 million, and funding was provided by the state organization Minnesota Housing. Officials say that the renovations will guarantee the housing complex will get another 50 years of quality use. Residents and nonprofit organizations got out in the Duluth community for their Day of Caring event. According to a Northern News Now report, the goal of the event was to get volunteers out working on smaller projects throughout the area, including things like repainting the Duluth Children's Museum or repairing the fencing surrounding the YWCA playground. Organizers say the event not only gives residents the opportunity to improve their community, but helps address some of the easily overlooked issues they want fixed. The Duluth Police Department is hoping to get more kids interested in fishing and build more relationships with the community. According to a Northern News Now report, the Larry and Donna Polkebeck Foundation is helping them achieve that goal. Earlier this week, the police department announced an $8,000 donation to their Get Hooked on Fishing program from the foundation. The fishing program lets officers take kids fishing across the region, including on Lake Superior, every Tuesday throughout the summer. Superior's American Legion Auxiliary Unit 435 is holding a Georgia Peaches sale to raise money for veteran services. According to a Fox 21 report, residents can pre-order the peaches and pick them up at the Bong Center in the second week of July. All of the profits will go to local veterans in the Superior area for things like food, gas, gift cards, and backpacks. In addition to the $40 flat of peaches, residents who participate will also get a pamphlet of recipes they can use the peaches in. Orders can be placed through email. The City of Duluth shared some potential improvements to West Skyline Parkway at a public meeting on Tuesday. The roadway has become a major area of contention in the city after two fatal crashes earlier this year, with residents complaining that the road is unsafe. According to a WDIO report, some of the new plans include converting the road into a one-way street, adding a barrier between the road and pedestrians, removing intersections at 5th and 6th Street, and increasing law enforcement patrols in the area. Animal Allies in Duluth says they're facing an animal welfare crisis after taking in more dogs than they can handle over the weekend. According to a Northern News Now report, an out-of-town resident brought in 11 dogs over the weekend, leaving the shelter with 10 more dogs than they have kennels available. To help begin clearing some of the overcrowded space, the organization is lowering the prices on their long-term resident dogs to $100, hoping the lower price will lead to more getting adopted. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
In the first round, the Bucks select A.J. Johnson. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks' first-round draft pick is out of California and played in the Australian Pro League. Bucks GM John Horst on A.J. Johnson.
He is a 6'5 guard with about a 6'8 wingspan, 6'8 plus wingspan. So, you know, he'll play at all of it 6'5, maybe even 6'6. He's about 170 pounds. He's gonna add weight, but he's a really hard worker, really driven kid.
So what does the 19-year-old bring to Milwaukee?
No, I'll definitely say athleticism, my playmaking ability, like, just my electricness. I feel like I can do stuff out there that you might not see a lot, and I feel like I could just help any organization win.
Baseball, the Brewers sweep the Rangers with a 6-5 win in 10 innings, but third baseman Joey Ortiz left the game after colliding with a roll of tarp going after a fly ball.
Yeah, he's dealing with this neck thing, and he's had it since L.A. Said it was okay, just doesn't feel great swinging.
As Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Aside from Game 7s being some of the most exciting events in sports, you can always count on one of them to boost ratings. Deadline.com reports that Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals brought historic numbers as the Florida Panthers won their first NHL title, knocking off the Edmonton Oilers 2-1 in a thriller. 16.3 million viewers tuned in North America alone for the most watched NHL game in 20 years. Almost makes me wish I liked hockey. Fans of Eddie Murphy, or Donkeys, will have a new Shrek film to see. Murphy recently revealed that the fan favorite Donkey will have his own spinoff, which will be the fifth film in the crazy successful Shrek franchise. While promoting a new installment of his other highly successful franchise, Beverly Hills Cop, Murphy told Collider that he's already finished recording his voice work for Act 1 and that Shrek 5 should be released sometime in 2025. Beverly Hills Cop Axel Foley F drops July 3rd on Netflix. Martin Short is filling in for Jimmy Kimmel this week. On his first night, he got a surprise visit from guess who? Steve Martin. Martin took the stage near the end of Short's monologue and told the crowd he was honored that Jimmy asked him to be the guest host first, but he said no and told Kimmel not to worry that he would find someone to fill in for scale. That's a paraphrase. Short replied, "I appreciate you being here, Steve. There are very few people in this world I truly admire, and you are very close to being one of them. How do you not love those guys?" Jeremy Renner might be working again, but he says he's not ready to play challenging roles after his snowplow accident in January of last year. Renner told the guys on the Smartless podcast that he doesn't have the energy to play make-believe. Despite returning to acting for season 3 of The Mayor of Kingstown, which he says is easier because it's familiar, the actor is still recovering from severe chest trauma after a snowplow ran him over. Charges could be filed soon against multiple individuals in relation to Matthew Perry's death last fall. A joint investigation by the LAPD, DEA, and the U.S. Postal Inspection Service could result in criminal charges after Perry's death from the acute effects of ketamine. Perry was found unresponsive in a hot tub at his home last October 23rd. Authorities initially did not think foul play until an autopsy determined there were other contributing factors. Here's a Pete pick specifically for the motorcycle crowd. The Bike Riders is a well-done film that members of the motorcycle community will enjoy more than others. It's well-acted and written and looks good, if not a bit slow at times. The film stars Thomas Hardy, who does his best Marlon Brando, Austin Butler, and Jodie Comer, who gives an excellent performance. The film got positive reviews to the tune of 81% on Rotten Tomatoes. Bike lovers and biker gang members will love The Bike Riders. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get into the mid, maybe upper 70s here by later this afternoon with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. 61 tonight, tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms with highs in the low to mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio.